Sergeant Poppy is with the jail here, right?
Correct.
And Preston told me, well, here's what he told me about you. A, she's got a great personality. Is that true?
It is. I think so.
Love it that you agree. That you are one of the longest employees at the Sheriff's Department. How long?
It'll be 19 years in January.
And that also you gator hunt.
I do.
You went hunting for gators?
Yes, it was
a
blast.
Are you nuts?
No, it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Did you get one?
We did.
We'll get back to that. I have had people from the jail in before. Tell me if you recognize any of these names. Cass?
Yep, she's the other sergeant.
Laura, Joe, and maybe they are or still aren't with you. I don't know.
I don't think Laura is anymore.
Okay, people come and go.
Yep, they do. Yep. Not me. I like it.
Are you a lifer at the Yankton County Sheriff's Department?
Yep. A lot of people use it as a stepping stone to get into law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They'll kind of start in corrections, then go like over to PD. We've had them go to the police department, the sheriff's department, and we've had troopers all that started in the jail.
Probably good to have that perspective.
It is. It teaches you a lot about communication.
Are you full staffed right now?
No. That's hard to do, get full staffed in there because people come and go.
So you're looking. Is that your job to find people?
We help. We help do the interviews and stuff.
Well, hello to Cass from us. We enjoyed visiting with her as well. So, Sergeant Poppy, you are a Nebraska girl?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And not only do you work at the jail, but you also farm. How come?
Correct.
How did that happen?
That's what he does. He does a lot of farming. We've been together for 30-some years now. So.
Okay. So, he
just
farms,
kind of
you
hand
farm.
In hand. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I help more than I should.
Well, this is a busy time for farming right now.
It is. We just got done with all the crops. So
how'd it look out there?
Not bad. Not bad. Corn did really well. The beans did really good. And corn prices aren't great, but you know.
And you have livestock too?
Yep. Yep. We have regular cows and we have longhorns. So a little bit of everything.
How many gators do you have on your farm?
We just have one right now.
I bet. Do you like to eat gator?
Yes. Very good. Very good.
You like the Cajun stuff?
Yep.
Well, let's get into the jail and how things work down there. What don't people know about the Yankton County Jail that...
It's not like on TV at all.
Okay.
It's not like TV portrays it very differently.
What do they show on TV that's not...
They show a lot of fights and things we won't mention on here.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not like on TV at all. It's very different. And when I first started... I like to joke. I like to have a good time. So, you know, you get people in not at their best times. And, you know, some of them get pretty down and depressed that, oh, I got arrested. I'm like, just a hiccup. It happens. Try to joke with them a little bit. Get them to ease down a little bit. I had this one gentleman. I was fingerprinting. And he goes, you're a fat bitty beep.
Oh.
And I said, I'm just allergic to air and I'm puffy. And he just color drained from me. He goes, oh, my gosh, ma'am. I am so sorry. I'm like, dude, that was a joke. Let's just finish this up.
It's a humbling place.
It is. It is. You know, people never want to be arrested, but it happens. People make mistakes.
I hope if you see someone that you don't see him again, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you hope that. But, you know, you have the guys that and gals that'll come back in. They're just kind of stuck in this cycle and takes them a while to get out of it sometimes.
You told me something before we went on the air, and I actually asked for Tana's permission to ask her about this because I think it's interesting of why you got in this. Tell them what you told me.
I have come from a fairly large family, and a lot of them have been in prison and in jail. I kind of learned from their mistakes and thought, well, I want to see what is all the hype? Why do you like going to jail? What's it about? But I never wanted to be in jail because I like the outdoors. So, you know, I tried it and got into... Started in actually in December of 06, and I really liked it. And I thought, well, you know, my family has told me a lot of the places they hide things, different tricks and stuff that inmates will do, you know, so it fit for me real well. Some people just want to use it as a stepping stone, but I really like it. I like dealing with the inmates because you meet different people every day. You know, it's always,
different. It's not boring.
It is. No, not very often. You pray for a boring day, but don't always happen that way. So.
What do you bring to the table? What is it about you, Tana, that fits this job and is good for the Sheriff's Department that you're in this position?
I think my sense of humor. Humor's always been the best medicine, they always say. So I'll go in and I'll joke with inmates and stuff. And some of them, you know, you got to kind of feel them out because some of them aren't into that. They just blah, you know. But, you know, I try to make them feel at ease and, you know, they don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be at work, so, you know, you just kind of go back and forth. Try to have a good time with some of them. Make their time a little bit better if you can.
On average, what would you say people are in there for how long?
Well, Unfortunately, now we house marshals, so marshals will be there for over, they can be there almost 2 years, but on the average, a few days, and it just depends on what they're there. Then you got your people coming in to serve time for whatever they did, so they get out on work release. So our work release people, we put on a GPS, and then they pay for the privilege of getting out to go to work.
Do you think your job is dangerous?
Some days, yes. Yeah. You never know. We house all different types. I mean, you get them in there from petty theft up to murder. So, I mean, you have a whole array of people.
Always prepared then?
Yes. Yep. You always got to be kind of on your toes and expect the worst and hope for the best.
Well, I find you very nice and pleasant and funny, and you do have a great personality. Do you also have a tough side?
I don't know. I don't know. If I have to, yeah, but I don't like that side.
Well, you're a farm girl that hunts gators, so yeah. I'd say that you do have a tough side. Before our time is out here, I got to ask you about that gator hunt. How did it go? Where was it? And what's the most exciting thing that happened?
We were down at Cocoa, Florida. The way they do it down there is you get in a boat, your guide takes you out, and they have like a dowel stick that they put on the end of a fishing pole, and they just pluck a chicken on there. You cast that out.
See, that would work on me. Yep. I love chicken.
Yeah, I do too. You chuck it out there, and once the gator grabs it, he goes, now watch. He'll flip his head back, and then you know he's caught. And we're watching him kind of just swim around with this chicken in his mouth, and all of a sudden he just kind of flips his head back, swallows it down. He goes, oh, he's caught. Then you reel him in, and then you cast out a couple more big treble hooks to kind of hook into him to help pull him towards the boat. And then you have another guy. They have like this big arrow thing that you shoot into the gator. So if it breaks the line, this float will tell you where he's at so you can re-catch him. But the hooks, they can't really sink into the skin because the gators are so tough. And then once you get them up by the boat, there's a spot right behind the eyeballs that you have to shoot them in the head. Then you just pull them in the boat.
I learned more about gator hunting in the last 2 minutes than I have gathered in my life.
It was fun.
And you've hunted bear before. Are you planning on upping the ante to anything more dangerous?
I don't know what we're going to do next. Oh. We got to do something different. So we're thinking maybe elk next.
I got some pretty wild rabbits in my backyard if you're interested.
We got a lot of those.
Come on over.
a lot of rabbits.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. Maybe sometimes seems underappreciated or under the radar, but I think super important.
It's very important, yeah.
Well, hello to Preston and all of our friends there and to Cass, and thanks for coming in, and hope we can run into each other again sometime.
All right, thank you.